It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The Port Authority agreed this week to pay a $400,000 fine for using its funds to rebuild the Pulaski Skyway. We're joined now by WNYC's Nancy Solomon. And this announcement came on the day Governor Christie was giving his last State of the State address. So, Nancy, the Skyway was connected to the governor, right?
It sure was. After taking office in 2010, many of our listeners will remember, Christie found out there was no money left to fix roads or bridges in the state budget, and he had pledged not to raise taxes, including the gas tax. So he canceled the ARC tunnel. The feds took back their money, and the Port Authority redirected some of its share for the tunnel, $1.8 billion, to rebuild the Pulaski Skyway. In the course of our reporting on Bridgegate in early 2014, we discovered that Governor Christie had effectively used the Port Authority as the state's piggy bank for all sorts of projects, including the Pulaski.
So it seems in New Jersey, all roads lead to Bridgegate.
I can't get away from this story. The Pulaski Skyway deal was controversial at the Port Authority, and lawyers there and in the Christie administration vetted the project. One of those lawyers might have been Charles McKenna, Christie's chief counsel at the time. He's an intriguing guy who had a role in the Bridgegate cover-up. He coached Bill Baroni in what is now known to be false testimony before the state legislature, and he was the person responsible for conducting an early internal investigation about whether members of Christie's senior staff knew about the lane closure scheme. And we know from the trial testimony that he informed the governor, who then lied to reporters about it.
So, Nancy, where is Charles McKenna now?
Strangely, on the very day the Port Authority agreed to admit their wrongdoing and pay the fine for the Pulaski, Christie was announcing a new job for McKenna. He'll lead the governor's main focus for his last year in office, a task force on drug addiction. So it appears we'll be seeing and hearing more from Charles McKenna in the year to come.
Okay, WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Nancy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.